Oh my gosh, Miles. I guess we'll get. I'm gonna get this started with the invisible music for you, at least. Here we go. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everyone, this is Brian.
You're not Brian. You're just...
I am.
You're kind of like Hannibal Lecter. You've just ripped Brian's face off and you're wearing it out in public.
Hello, Paris.
I think officer might need some help over there.
Yeah. Fly.
Yeah, so you're masquerading as Brian's face.
I put a Brian's face like months ago. And I've been so hoping, that the people that have designed this beautiful website would, you know, say something like, "Hey, please take it down," or it's not funny. Or it is funny. And I've been waiting.
Cease and desist.
Yeah, I've been waiting because after tonight I will take it down. But I've been waiting.
Yeah, you've been waiting for somebody to see it that you want to see it, right? Yeah, you're like
right. You know, it's like you're
like laying in wait or something. God,
it's like I gave that cute girl my number. I hope she calls, and you're like sitting by the phone and sitting and spitting.
You still are.
I know, right? I know. Like, what the hell? Anyway.
You're still sitting.
Nah, I'm Miles. I'm not Brian. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows. You're not. Oh, Jesus Christ. Get that thing out of your pocket.
Excuse
the,
me.
Everybody knows.
What? Did I hear a little bit about right before they confused me? Oh, okay.
No. It was because that noise. I just thought that would be funny.
Goodness gracious, what's going on tonight? Oh my goodness. I'm going to continue with my vacation stories, if that's okay with you, Miles.
I don't think I have a choice.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't have a choice. You're right.
I don't.
So I was in Yellowstone. I talked about Yellowstone. I did not drive a car into a geyser. That was not me, if you've been watching the news. And I did not get, a geyser facial or whatever those people got whenever the geyser exploded just the other week. This last week, geyser exploded. But I did. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I like how the thing like goes nuts and erupts and like these idiots run away, but like the second they think it's over, they run back.
We paid to be here. Yeah.
This is the way we want to die, Mom.
It's not Disney World, for Christ's sake. It's not like on a timer.
It would never blow up again in our faces, right?
Yeah, it's all done with now. Look at that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they just got just barely out of the way. If you watch the video, it's like, okay.
Were you the little girl that got gored by the buffalo?
No, I didn't. No, I wasn't that little girl either. Thank goodness.
Okay, continue.
Now, the funny thing is that, I mean, I went to Yellowstone. I went to places in between, but I don't really have a story for places in between other than I sent you a funny postcard from Salt Lake City. Which you have not even discussed.
Oh, well, it wasn't funny. It says I got circumcised in Salt Lake City. I'm like, you know what? That's none of my business.
I didn't say that.
I thought it was gross.
I went to the Great Salt Lake and I said, this place is expensive and smelly. I think you'd love it. that was on the postcard.
Yeah, no, thank you. I've already been to Decatur, Illinois.
I went to Salt Lake. But anyway, I was in California. I was in Los Angeles for a while.
You love Los Angeles.
I'm not a big fan of Los Angeles. I'll be honest with you.
You're there like every other month. Like, I'm in Los Angeles again.
I know, but so we were driving around Los Angeles. Only in Los Angeles. This is the only place I've ever seen this. I don't even remember where the hell we were, to be honest with you. We're by El Pollo Loco or something, in the city, right? So somewhere.
It means crazy chicken for.
Yeah, if you don't speak Spanish.
Don't speak Spanish, by the way.
I know you are fluent, as we all know. Would you like to give us a little sample of your fluency?
Yes. ¿Dónde está el baño para mí?
You like to play the banjo?
No. Where's the bathroom?
Please? Oh, where's the bathroom? Yeah, that's probably... You should know that phrase, honestly. It's something that'll come in handy for you.
I'm the only one in the state that speaks Spanish, so...
That's true. Well, there you go.
You can speak Spanish to anyone in the state, and everyone will be like, what?
What are you doing?
What is that?
You're not from around here, are you?
Are you from Atlantis? With your advanced talk-a-tree?
Talk-a-tree.
So go ahead. I'm sorry, guys. So you're crazy chicken.
Yeah, I was there, El Pollo Loco. I was, and we were just driving around, taking in the sights. I did go to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, by the way. I sent you some pictures, which you were totally unimpressed with, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I don't like to, I do this just to get you mad, okay? I am impressed. I do get jealous, I'll be honest with you, but I don't play it up because I want you to be upset.
Yeah, I was. I was upset I wasn't.
Miles didn't even say hi or nothing.
I told my wife, I go, I'm going to send some of these pictures to Miles. She's like, what's the use?
She hates me. Come on.
She's like, why? I mean, there's no joy there at all.
She's tolerated me for 30 years. I mean, let's be honest, but I don't, yeah.
So we were stopped in the city, and this guy came out from the side. I don't even know where he came from. He was somewhere on the side of the street. He's juggling bowling pins and his hat all at the same time out in the street. And he put on a show for, 25 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he wanted some money, right? But little did he know that my...
He had approached the wrong people.
I was impressed, but I wasn't that impressed. But at the same, the funny thing is, I'm like, this is the whole intersection that's like, Cirque du Soleil at the... At the Hollywood intersection or something.
Do you accept Google Pay, sir?
What's your Venmo? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did. He was great. It was. I'm like, why isn't this guy working in somewhere other than the street?
He was
fabulous. It was a great show. But yeah, no love from Bob because he's a cheap bastard. And this vacation cost me a mint anyway. I mean, I went all over the fucking place, for Christ's sake. I had to pay for all that gas. So, but at the same time, because people are still crossing the street. So it's like regular pedestrians with the juggler. And I'm like, and my wife's like, if he dings our car. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? You're going to get me to get out there? I'm not getting out there.
You go out there right now and tell him to get away.
I mean, every show, SWAT happens here. There's LA SWAT in the neighborhood. I swear to God, who knows where we're at, right?
There's zero chance I'm getting out of that car. That's
I'm never going to get out of this car. I'm like Frederick Forrest in Apocalypse Now. Never get off the boat. Don't get off the fucking boat.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say the mangoes theme.
That's tiger! Right, the mangoes. Tiger. But he did a great job and everything. But then at the same time that he's doing like a phenomenal, performance in front of us, this unfortunate homeless guy with a shopping cart full of shit. I mean, literally just random bits of flotsam and jetsam is trying to cross the crosswalk at the same time. About halfway, a wheel locks up and he dumps it over. I'm like, is this part of the show? Could this all be cool? Is there going to be like America's Funniest Home Videos will be like America's Crosswalks where people are filming and doing crazy shit in the crosswalk?
I mean, it's a bait and switch. Like they got you, so you can't leave now. You're like, oh no.
he got out of the way quick enough, and he didn't. He wasn't in my lane, so I just went. So it was no problem.
You're terrible.
No.
Oh my God.
No issue for me. Well, I'll be honest. I was heading to the In-N-Out Burger, and that's one of the main reasons that I was there. So
I was going to Danny Tree Joe's place.
Well, I did. I actually was. If it was a little more convenient, because you can't turn left in Los Angeles, for Christ's sake. You take your life in your hands. Yeah. But Trejo's Donuts was like on an opposite corner. And my daughter's with me. She lives in Los Angeles. She's like, there's Trejo Donuts. I'm like, I can't get the fuck over there. It's a left turn. She's like, quit being such a pussy.
Clark Griswold over here. I can't get left. I
can't get left. So I passed on the Trejo Donuts, but I did get In-N-Out Burger again right across from Hollywood High, which is a nice place to go. So that was an interesting little situation there. But that wasn't everything, because, of course, when we were in the neighborhood, we had to go to Disneyland.
Oh, well, you have to.
I have to, yes. I've been to Disneyland now too many times. And so I took... We took my daughter and her boyfriend and so forth to Disneyland, and my wife was there and my mother-in-law was there. And so, unfortunately, Disneyland usually turns, in this instance, Disneyland turns into Bob Rides with Strangers.
Oh, no.
So another edition of Bob Rides with Strangers at Disneyland. Because there's five people at this point.
This guy needs Zoloft. I can see it already.
So I'm like, now I gotta finagle, and you know, and I'm not the smallest person. So whenever they see me paired up with somebody, the other person's like, holy fuck.
No, they say, hey, hey, hey. Hey, Kool-Aid.
So it wasn't too.
Hey. Hey, Babar. What, right here, man. Right here.
Babar. You're terrible. So I'm always getting stuck with, you know, the single rider lane, you know. They're like, you know, hey, any single riders that want to ride with the Shamu over here? So I'm stuck having all this fun with total strangers that I don't want to touch, and they don't want to touch me, and it's a whole awkward situation, you know. It's just
that costs extra money, I think.
Yeah, I'm like shooting. I got like web shooters full of Purell that I'm spraying on everything.
Oh, wait, it's Pablo. It's Pablo Lewin. He's sitting right next to me. Oh my God.
And speaking of web shooters, it's Pablo. Yes.
He's shooting something on me.
Something's dripping. But we went on. There's a great ride called Web Slingers in the at the Avengers campus in Disney, in California Adventure, you know, Disney property.
Yeah.
So it ended up being there's four people can fit in that, but we're five people, right? So thankfully my wife took pity on me, and she's like, well, you can ride with me and Mom. And I'm like, great, you know. But then they...
This is going to suck.
So we're doing Web Slingers where you got to move your arms and everything. If you haven't seen it, look it up. And then they throw this tiniest little boy. The kid probably was like not even 8 years old yet. And it's like, he's sitting next to me.
Are you my dad?
Yeah. And we're throwing our hands, and this little kid's like... Yeah. You know, throwing his hand. I'm like, I'm going to knock this child out. I can just feel it. I am so into this ride. It is so fun. It's one of the funnest rides they have.
Oh, no.
And I am like, I got to get high score. You know, you go through these levels. And the first one, my wife is beating me. And I'm like, God damn it. This cannot happen. Grandma's beating me. So I'm like, I really got to get going on this. And so I'm really trying to make some points up. And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
You got to beat the 8 year old kid. That's funny.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this poor child is next to me, and I'm, you know, being an idiot. And
hey,
then
kid, you know about Santa Claus?
Yeah.
What?
You look like him. And so then we get all done, and it tells you your scores and everything. And this little child, this innocent little child, looks up at me and goes, "We did real good." Oh my God. I thought now I'm going to have another child all of a sudden for this thing.
Oh, isn't that cute?
We did real good. I'm like,
Mister.
Yeah, Mister. Yeah, we did. We actually did fairly well for the point, you know. But it was he and I. We were pulling, you know. We were working it on the one end of the ride.
My dad couldn't come here today because he's out on the street juggling bowling balls. And
that's right. He's working Hollywood and Vine juggling. So I can be here today. And my uncle is pushing a shopping cart.
Full of crap and bric-a-brac.
That's right.
Whatever Bob said earlier.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
So yeah, but it was wild. Yeah. But I did enjoy myself, but yes, it is a little bit annoying whenever I'm having to ride with all these strangers, which I'm wholly uncomfortable doing. But
I know you hate people.
I hate strangers.
Yeah, he does. Strangers. Oh, he does. He does. That's the funny part. I was like, oh, he's being nice and so cordial. I'm like, yeah, if you only knew. Believe me.
Yeah.
It is a complete false front, man.
I'm very polite, you know, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, you're very polite. But that's what, and then we had to make our way back home. But I'll leave that for another time and let you have the floor here, Miles. What do you got going on?
Do you want to hear about me shopping or me garage sailing?
The difference is?
They're both probably, I don't know. Maybe I'll just do both real quick. So anyway, my wife, went over to her best friend's house, Desiree's, and she came back just completely wiped out. You're like,
which seems to happen with Desiree. Desiree wipes people out. Sounds like
she does. That is her style. Yeah, I'm not sure what goes on over there, but my wife now has her own bedroom over there. Apparently, but,
really, yeah. Just in case, always got to plan ahead.
Yeah, just in case. Who knows, but. So I'm like, okay, I don't cook very well, but I go, I will take one for the team. I will cook. Okay, it's very sexist. I'm sorry, but deal with it.
I think everybody's taking one for the team when you're cooking, let's be honest.
Yeah, pretty much. I know an easy thing and I just started eating this recently, is like biscuits and gravy, because this is like, I never used to eat this before.
Like, your dietitian told you, you know what you need more, Miles? You need more biscuits and gravy in your diet. Well, that's probably good.
Well, I haven't paid my bill in a while, so they're like, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. Right, just eat what the hell you want.
He's worth more dead than alive anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I go, listen, I quietly sneak out. I go, I know it's fairly easy to make. There's only just a few ingredients, but.
Well, it's in the name, biscuits and fucking gravy. That's it.
Right. I mean, how hard can it be, right? But I don't know how much to buy, you know, because like, do you buy, one packet, 12 packets? I don't know. You know,
I'm assuming the biscuits come in a 12 and the gravy comes in a 8. That's always what happens with these things. So
I don't know. So I'm wearing, you know, my shitty gray sweats, as you like, and my ill-fitting t-shirt.
Yes.
I haven't shaved in like a week, and then my hair looks like Doc Brown, you know. So
you look like you should be juggling at an intersection in Los Angeles.
Yes, like my cart full of bric-a-brac just fell over, and and so like some weirdo, like I'm approaching women, like some weirdo, like, excuse me, do you cook? That's like Jim from Taxi. You know, they're like, what? I know some weird, but do you cook at all? Or do you?
Why are you engaging people? At the grocery store in your homeless outfit.
You know, yeah, I'm wearing like mismatching shoes. You know, I'm like, listen, have you ever made this before? I show them the packet, like, oh no, I've got to go. Bye.
Yeah, you're no kidding. They're like, you're wearing like a Croc and a flip flop, and they're all confused. Yeah.
The lady's like, I've got diarrhea. I've got to go. And I'm like, okay, well, okay. I'm like trying to get help. You know, I'm like trying to find approachable people. You know, I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know. I shouldn't ask a guy because, you know, I don't know. It's a 50-50 of guys cook, you know, guy. I don't know. Yeah. You know, some guys
cook well. You're like the 21st century Quasimodo, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just completely. And I find somebody at work, so I go, listen, here's the predicament. Okay. When I make my own, you get butter, you get your flour, your water, your milk, your, you know, newt of bat. And you're, you know, I'm going to buy the packet. Okay. Just tell me how many I should buy. And, I don't know.
How many are you feeding? That's probably the question.
I go, I got 3 grown ass adults here, including myself, which, you know, looking at me, you know, you got to figure I'm going to eat half of it.
She goes, okay, 6 to 8 people.
And we'll see, 3 times 7 is I'd buy the whole box. So no, I didn't. No, but I did get it home and I did make it. I actually burnt it a little, but I told my son just ignore it, like, well, it's a special flavor thing I found. Yeah. I lied to him, you know, like, I
didn't it's called carbon
me. Carbon. I'm very impatient when I cook. That's the, you know,
what?
Due to lack of experience, and I'm super in pay. You know, I cannot wait for something to cook because I'm usually hungry. You know, I'm like, man, like, come on, you know.
I've waited too long.
I waited too long. Order these biscuits and gravy, honey.
Oh, so, I've got low blood sugar. I got to get something in me quick.
I got the vapors.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take this this baker's pouch and just funnel this gravy straight in my gob.
Screw that doctor. So yeah, it was just a horrible mess. I don't know. I had to look quite a sight. Yeah, I know. I had to look completely bizarre asking people questions. Excuse me.
I see this commercial for on Freevee or something called Big Man on Campus, which is like a modern telling of Quasimodo set in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that's what you look like.
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't want people. I didn't want women to think I was trying to pick up on them, though. You know, like, hey, listen to that. It's just me and my cat.
Is that one of your pickup lines from when you were single? Hey, do you cook?
Yeah.
I'm looking for 2 things in a woman, and number 1 is cooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's number 2?
Uh-huh. Are you a size 6?
Mm-hmm. No. So what's this garage sailing business about?
All right. So here's another short one. So my wife being passed out, you know, I have 2 adult sons and they're like, hey, it's the garage sale day around the city. Let's go. And, you know, no one can get a plan together. So we don't leave the house till like 11 o'clock and it's already like 90 degrees out. It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh my gosh. Were you wearing your sweatpants?
I was wearing something else at this point. I was wearing, jeans. I found out later that had been sewn up and like butt cheek might have showed at some point. And I was not going commando, thank God, because I didn't want, you know, no one needs to see that, you know,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Not even the inside of your jeans.
A lot of acne down there, you know. So I was like, no, I didn't.
Oh, no.
No one needs to see that. So we get this idiot idea of let's just park the car and walk.
Well, that's because your kids actually do things like that. You don't.
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay. You know, it's like it's all this crap, you know. It's like, no, not interested. No. And this guy, this nitwit's like, come on in, make a deal. I'm Monty Hall. Come on down.
Monty Hall.
I go, oh, this grill, they get it marked for $120. I go, I'll give you $2. He gives me a look. I go, hey, you said make a deal, MF-er, man. Don't get mad at me.
You're one of those people. I can. You should go later. You can just pick everything up. They'll be like, yeah, take it. I don't care. Don't even give me money. I don't even want your sweaty sock money. Just take it.
My boob money. I just pulled it out.
That's right, your boob money.
Now he made me a deal on some rather short extension cords. I'm like, oh, okay. Give me a deal.
What are you gonna,
give me a deal?
Are you going to string them together to make a longer one? What's the point?
I don't know. It seemed like a good idea. Next thing I know, I'm like half the day I'm carrying around these goddamn cords with me. I'm like, why did I do this? I have no car now.
2 foot extension cord.
I'm like almost a mile away from the car. It's like 90 degrees out. I'm like humping, you know, like these three cords are over my shoulder, you know.
What were you? You didn't have a plan to leave, and then you don't even have a plan of what you're going to buy.
No, I don't know. I was just
what
like,
were
you
going
to
use these extension cords for? You don't. What do you even? You don't even need extension cords, do you?
Well, I bought this weed whacker, and I thought they'd do the job, but they're all like 4 feet long, and I'm like, well, this isn't going to work, man, because they're all like way too small. I mean,
honey, like, I can only whack the weeds within 10 feet of the outlet outside.
So the rest of the yard looks like shit.
If I really reach 12 feet.
It was horrible. It was not well thought out. You know,
I get like, no compliments on this small patch of weeds that I've whacked.
Yeah, right. I'm totally going. I'm breathing, like mouth breathing. I'm so hot. I'm like, fuck. That was horrible. It was like, and then they're like, some places having a tag sale, I guess.
What? Like the owners would die.
No, I guess they do. Like, I don't know. Like you go in the house, like instead of having a garage sale, they just like open up your house and like put prices.
Oh,
shit.
Like an estate sale kind of a situation.
Kind of, yeah. And they're like, well, come on in, Grandma died. Come on in. Take a look.
Well, I'll take and that just picture of your family on the wall there.
I'll take Christ on the cross for 10. I will take Velvet Elvis for 12, and I'm out of money.
Yeah,
no, it had like that. I don't know. It had a smell to it. It had like that old person smell, like that powdery, you know, crap or something.
Also known as Miles odor.
No, this was, I don't know. It was like a powder. You know, I don't know what they wear. I don't, whatever it is.
I don't know what old people put on for their scent.
No, I mean, it was a nice little house. It was a nice house, but it didn't stink like shit. You know, shit, I'd buy it, but man, it's just stunk.
Okay.
Walking around this house, there's like nothing, absolutely nothing in this house. I'm like, just get a dumpster, throw all this shit in there. Like,
oh,
who
my
cares?
Gosh. Yeah, you're helpful.
Like, nothing in this house. I'm like, no. So I go, my last stop, because at this point, I'm about shot my load. I'm like, okay, I'm really hot. I'm thirsty. You know,
you got a bandolero of small extension cords.
I know. I look like I'm in Force 10 from Navarone walking around. You know? I got this slung over my shoulder like Chewbacca, you know, walking around like some idiot. And I find these guys like selling sports cards. I'm like, okay, finally.
That's your forte. That's what you like to buy.
And it was all sports, which I, you know, you don't really find that a lot around here. And this is two guys, and it's like one garage, two guys. They sit on either side of the garage, but you have to buy one guy's stuff from the one guy and buy this other stuff from the other guy.
Oh, so you can't like throw it all together. I'll give you 30 bucks for the lot. Nope.
And it turns out they're brothers. I'm like, okay. I go, this makes no sense, but I'll play the game. Okay. Yours is $2. Okay, let me walk over to your brother's. Okay, I'm going to spend $10 over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And these guys look nothing alike, so I know they're putting me on. I know this has got to be something. They look like nothing alike. It'd be like if me and you showed up and we're like, oh, we're brothers.
Yeah,
and
we're brothers,
like,
yeah.
People would be like, bullshit. Like, there's no way.
They're like,
yeah. Shut up.
That one don't look Polish. No way Polish. Yeah.
My wife just yelled. She disagreed. She said my brother would disagree and say we did look alike. But
he thinks I'm your cousin. Even he doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't live in this reality. We've already established that.
Yeah. My brother did think you were our cousin. That is true.
Yeah, I don't have it. Yeah, you have I have a little tiny nose. You have this giant, you know, giant nose. You know,
schnoz. Yeah,
schnoz. You even have a special name for your nose.
What's that?
Snaz. I don't. I couldn't never say.
Oh,
that.
I don't. Oh, I thought you were gonna go weird with that.
Okay. No.
Ha cha 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 cha.
No. I thought you used to call your nose Digital Underground, but that's a whole other thing.
Stupid. I like to use something like Lupin. Something. Pooping. I like Digital Underground.
I know you did. That was your favorite. Yeah.
So I'm talking to the more chatty of the two, and I go, you know, there's a guy the other side of town. I go, this guy's got the same setup as you guys. He sells a lot of sports stuff. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, that's my other brother. I'm like, all right, bullshit. I know you are putting me on now. He goes, mm-hmm. Now he swore it was true. He's like, no, it's true. I swear, God.
Yeah, I swear.
I'm like, how many freaking brothers, and they all collect sports stuff?
They're like, Ben Cartwright and his three sons or something?
I guess. I don't know. I just thought that was weird. You know, I was like, I'm sure this guy's putting me on. So. Yeah.
So they're like, they just saw you coming. They're like, sucker, sucker.
We'll trade you those three extension cords right now for a Billy Martin beer can.
I got to get this fan 2 more feet away from the wall. So I will buy that extension cord.
We could use one of those right now.
That's right. Exactly. I could use that for swatting flies.
Mm. Yeah. So that was horrible.
So how much did you spend on cards, by the way?
$11.50.
Okay. So obviously it wasn't an amount that your wife was going to get angry about with you. So
No.
Okay. No. Well, that's good. I think that yard sale stuff was a little more successful than your cooking situation.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yes, 100%.
It doesn't sound like that you know, had any kind of police called on you for the yard sailing as opposed to at the grocery store where people are thinking you're being pervy. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're growing up in school, you know, you're kind of pointed towards either like industrial arts or home ec, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just back in my day, you know, things are a lot different, you know. But no, you know, you're like, you know, I was like, I'm taking IA, you know, industrial arts. I suck at, like, putting shit together. I go, why? I should have just taken the other home ec, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, you probably would have done much better with that.
At least I could feed myself and not have to, like, eat at, you know, Wendy's Super Bar and stuff. Looking back on it now, maybe I should have, you know. I'm like, man.
You could have sewed up your pants so your ass wasn't hanging out either.
I know. Maybe I would have met girls instead of, like, dudes that chew tobacco, you know. Like, man, what the hell?
Everybody has regrets.
I know. I played my cards wrong on that.
Leanne, do you want to have a story for us tonight?
Sure. Let's see. We took a little road trip a couple weekends ago.
All right.
Yeah.
We don't get out much anymore, or so it seems. You know?
Yeah.
You hedged your bets on that one, or so it seems.
Yeah, like things get, you know, the older I get, the more people-y the world seems to be. So
yeah.
People. So
I feel your pain.
I also did some garage sailing, separate. Incident or excursion.
Hopefully, hopefully we're anywhere near him with his sweaty extension cords.
No, I bypassed on the sweaty extension cords, but I did found a kite for $2 to send to the husband's nephew. Yeah,
nice.
It probably cost more to ship than it was worth.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I shoved it in a box and away it went. He was excited. We took this little road excursion and we went northern Washington, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe an hour or half hour away from the Canadian border.
Oh, wow.
And,
way up.
Wow. So we kind of took side streets and stopped in like all the different towns and everything. And then we stayed overnight in a hotel and then came back the next day because we really haven't really seen outside of Seattle. So it's really beautiful. There's a lot of really cool places and also very small towns that seem to have flood issues, but that's separate. I'm glad I wasn't there when it was raining. But we stopped at a gas station and Brian got out to pump the gas and I'm like, you know what, while you're doing that, I'll call my friend back. So I called her and we're chit-chatting. And so she's like, all right, I'll let you go. I hang up. Brian's getting back in the car and he was ready to pull away. I'm like, wait, do you hear that? And we both stop and we kind of look out the window. We're still sitting in the car with it started and all these sirens. I'm like, oh, something must be going on. All these police. And I'm like, yeah, I go, wow, good thing we didn't pull out yet. And they all pull into the gas station where we are.
Oh, and you go, Brian.
Eat the edibles.
I was like, what is happening right now? Brian's like, oh, you didn't see? I'm like, what didn't I see? He's like, all the kids coming out of the store with the baseball bats. I was like,
oops.
You saw that? He goes, yeah, I finished pumping, got in the car. I go, are we staying? He goes, no. And we pulled away.
It wasn't the gang from the Warriors, was it?
No, really.
The Furies? It wasn't the Furies. Was it? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see them, but there were a lot of police cars pulling up, and apparently the kids had run into the woods or something. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Was it some kind of, like, candy heist?
I don't know. I go, is this why you didn't send me in for a lottery ticket? He's like, yep.
It's like the Little League teams got done playing and they all headed over with their gear and they're like, we're going to be taking all the candy in this store.
Right.
So, oh my God.
And right before that, we were driving around. Like we were just exploring. We had no plan, you know, we stopped and had something to eat here or there, but we were just driving around kind of exploring the areas and we saw like an open house, like a for sale sign at a house. And we're like, oh, this is nice. It was like in a really nice neighborhood. So we got out. We're like, we'll go kick the tires around just for fun.
Yeah.
This sounds like what Miles does. He's like, oh, I'm going to go check out the bathrooms in this mansion.
I got gas.
This guy was like, oh, I got one on the line. He talked to us for 2 hours out on the back patio.
Oh, my God.
We're sitting there, and this is the funny thing. We're not moving there or by. So we're sitting there, and it's like this beautiful, beautiful home. And the guy's like, yeah, there's lots of wildlife around here. And I go, oh, like that? And I point, and there's a giant like Doberman taking a dump like in the yard. He was like, he does a double take. He was like, and I go, looks like it might be the neighbor's dog. And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, maybe he just came over there to mark the territory because I just walked over there. And so he like tries to cover it up. He's like, oh, but the neighbors are really nice and everything. And I'm like, if I were the neighbor and I'd be like, hey, dog, go take
They're showing that house.
Right? Time to let the dog out. So we're sitting there a while longer and the guy's just yap, 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 yap. And I look over at Brian and I look back out there. Here comes a second giant dog, takes a dump in the same spot.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I think we gotta go. The guy's like, oh, but the neighbors are so nice. I'm like,
they're such delightful dogs.
Clearly the neighbors have a sense of humor. So.
See, if Miles would have been the real estate guy, he would have looked at you and go, well, are you into that kind of thing?
Right.
That would have been his question.
What's all these shoes in the backyard?
Exactly. No kidding. You and your children.
It was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Had so much fun just driving around, popping in and out of places, talking to the locals at the different towns and everything.
Oh my gosh. But
we stopped at this coffee shop. We had to use the restroom. So we're like, well, we'll get something to drink. And Brian's at the counter and I go into the restroom. And it's, of course, one of those one stall bathrooms.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, you close the door and it has like a padlock, a deadbolt, and a hook, and I'm like,
oh my God,
how dangerous is this bathroom?
Like, what's gonna happen?
I'm like, okay, I don't think this one works. You know, I'm testing them all, and I try to hook it, and the hook doesn't quite reach it because the door doesn't shut right. And of course, the toilet is like right next to the door. I'm like, well, that's probably a good thing because I can prop my foot up against it. So, you know. And wouldn't you know it, this woman comes in, no knock. She just like
barges in.
I'm like, hey, free show for everybody in the cafe.
Did you do a test flush before you started?
No test flush, no encore, but I did test the tip jar. Did you like it a latte?
Oh, my God.
So that was our 2-day excursion adventure. Well, that's
good.
Some highlights. Yeah. Those
is that on your OnlyFans now, or was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exclusive. Exclusive.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. The I'm surprised.
Only bathroom fans. Yeah, that's well, what yeah. that's what site is on.
Miles, I think that's your new venture right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should start that one up, that's for sure. The
all the nasty places. I'm
surprised. Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised you didn't have any trouble with the hotel. I mean, that seems like that always happens to me. Is that always at the hotel? There's always an issue. So,
yeah, the hotel was actually fine. We didn't have any issues.
Really?
With the hotel. Okay. Yeah. Well, no issues with the hotel. They had one of those continental. Well, that comes with breakfast in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know how they have down in the middle of the lobby, someone sets up shop. And yeah, like,
that's right. Biscuits and gravy and whatnot. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, they had those scrambled eggs. Oh, and I put those in quotes. Yeah. And the bacon and some, I don't know, potatoes or something in those catering trays. Mm-hmm. And then the different
dish.
Yeah, the chafing dish. Thank you.
There you go.
And then with a little Bunsen burner underneath.
Yeah, the Sterno. They got the Sterno going.
Yeah, they had the Sternos going. And then they had boxes of cereal. But, you know, it was like not a large area and lots of people. So we took a hard pass. Oh, which led to another fun skirmish.
Uh-oh.
We were like, we'll just go to the coffee shop down the street, you know, and then drive around. Because that's pretty much what we did for 2 days is just drive around, stop to use the bathrooms. And
we did the Northern Washington bathroom tour.
Kind of, yeah. And so we stopped at this coffee shop. And it's like, oh, good. We're like, nobody's there. You don't have to wait in a line. We were there fairly early on a Sunday. So I pull in the parking lot. We're the only people in the parking lot. I park and we go in. We come out. Still nobody there except for one guy at a picnic table. And so I back up and turn around the parking lot to pull out. And suddenly there's a lady trying to turn left in and another guy waiting to turn right in. They have the right of way and I'm supposed to wait. And they're both waving me to go in different directions.
Oh, go ahead. It's okay. Come on.
It was the biggest mess. And the lady's like, with her arms in her car, clearly frustrated. I'm like, I don't know where you want me to go. You're literally right in front of me trying to turn left. I can't even get around you right now.
Was it Bob?
Yeah.
It may have been Bob, but I couldn't see the pants, so I'm not sure.
I didn't get to Washington this trip.
Like, go ahead, honey. You can go ahead. Don't worry. I will wait for you.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. You just sit there. You're frozen.
I'm like, I can't go left and I can't go right. And they just both got like really frustrated. So I backed up and went over the curb.
Oh, no. And then
I just made my own way, you know?
She's not from around here.
That's right.
You got a convoy.
They don't know me. So, yeah, so we had dog bathroom, cat coffee bathroom. Yeah, you name it. We experienced all the good things of Washington. But the dogs taking the dumps in the yard while this man was trying to sell this house to people was just... he never followed up. We never got a phone call. I don't know why.
In real estate school, they just don't know, tell you how to handle situations like this.
Yeah, it was fun. I was like, that's classic. That neighbor is probably like, look at them showing that house.
Oh, goodness. All right, folks.
Yep.
Till next time.